Savitri, Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest, Canto 4, The Quest, pages 384 through 386. As floats a sunbeam through a shady place, the golden virgin in her caravan car came gliding among meditation seats. Often in twilight, mid returning troops of cattle thickening with their dust the shades when the loud day had slipped below the verge, arriving in a peaceful hermit grove, she rested, drawing round her like a cloak its spirit of patient muse and potent prayer. Or near a lion's river's tawny mane and trees that worshipped on a praying shore, a domed and templed air's serene repose beckoned to her hurrying wheels to stay their speed. In the solemnity of a space that seemed a mind remembering ancient silences, where to the heart great bygone voices called, and the large liberty of brooding seers had left the long impress of their souls seen, awake in candid dawn or darkness mooned, to the still touch inclined the daughter of flame, drank in hushed splendor between tranquil lids, and felt the kinship of eternal calm. But morn broke in, reminding her of her quest, and from low rustic couch or mat, she rose and went impelled on her unfinished way, and followed the fateful orbit of her life, like a desire that questions silent gods, then passes star-like to some bright beyond. Thence to great solitary tracts she came, where man was a passer-by towards human scenes, or soul in nature's vastness strove to live, and called for help to ensouled invisible powers, overwhelmed by the immensity of his world, and unaware of his own infinity. The earth multiplied to her a changing brow and called her with a far and nameless voice. The mountains in their anchorite solitude, the forests with their multitudinous chant, disclosed to her the masked divinity's doors. On dreaming plains, an indolent expanse, the deathbed of a pale enchanted eve under the glamour of a sunken sky. Impassive she lay as at an age's end, or crossed an eager pack of huddled hills, lifting their heads to hunt a lair-like sky, or traveled in a strange and empty land where desolate summits camped in a weird heaven, mute sentinels beneath a drifting moon, or wandered in some lone, tremendous wood, ringing forever with the cricket's cry, or followed a long, glistening serpent road through fields and pastures lapped in moveless light, or reached the wild beauty of a desert space, where never plow was driven, nor herd had grazed, and slumbered upon stripped and thirsty sands amid the savage wild beast's night's appeal. Still unaccomplished was the fateful quest. Still she found not the one predestined face for which she sought amid the sons of men. A grandiose silence wrapped the regal day. The months had fed the passion of the sun, and now his burning breath assailed the soil. The tiger heats prowled through the fainting earth. All was licked up as by a lolling tongue. The spring winds failed. The sky was set like bronze.